Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Jaya. Alongside Lord, by concentrating one's meditation on your lotus feet, which are the reservoir of all existence, and by accepting those lotus feet as the boat by which to cross the ocean of Niscience, one follows in the footsteps of Mahajanas, great saints, sages, and devotees. By this simple process, one can cross the ocean of Niscience as easily as one steps over the hoof print of a calf.
Kam karoti vachalam pangum nagayati angirim yat kripatam aham bande shri gurum dinatarinam.
Purport. The true mission in life is to cross the ocean of Niscience of repeated birth and death. Those in the darkness of ignorance, however, do not know this mission. Instead, being carried away by the waves of material nature, prakrite kriyamanami gunai karmani sarvasaha, they are undergoing the tribulations of mrityu samsara vartmani, repeated birth and death. But persons who have achieved knowledge by the association of devotees follow the Mahajanas Mahatkritena. Such a person always concentrates his mind upon the lotus feet of the Lord and executes one or more of the nine varieties of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam. Simply by this process, one can cross the unsurmountable ocean of Niscience. Devotional service is powerful in any form. Shri Vishnu Shravane Parikshit Abhavat Vyasaki Kirtane. There is one famous kirtanier, Vaisakhi Prabhu. So, Vaisakhi Kirtane, this is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.265. According to this verse, Maharaja Parikshit became liberated by fully concentrating his mind on hearing the Lord's holy name, attributes, and pastimes. Similarly, Shukadeva Goswami simply glorified the Lord and by speaking on the subject matters of Krishna, that constitute the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, he too was liberated. One may also be liberated simply by sakya, friendly behavior with the Lord. Such is the power of devotional service, as we learn from the example set by the Lord's many pure devotees. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, Kumara Kapilo Manu, Prahlado Janako Bhishmo, Balir Vayasakir Vayam. Bhagavatam 6.3.20. We have to follow in the footsteps of such devotees, for by this one easy process one can cross the great ocean of Niscience just as one might cross a small hole created by the hoof of a calf. Here the Lord is described as Ambujaksha or lotus-eyed. By seeing the eyes of the Lord, which are compared to lotus flowers, one becomes so satisfied that one does not want to turn his eyes to anything else. Simply by seeing the transcendental form of the Lord, a devotee is at once fully absorbed in the Lord in his heart. This absorption is called samadhi. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pashyanti yam yogina. A yogi is fully absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for he has no other business than to think of the Lord always within the heart. It is always also said, samashrita ye pada palava plavam mahatpadam punya jaso murare bhavambudir vatsapadam parampadam padampadam yadvipadam natesham. That means in every step there is a danger in the material world. For one who has accepted, For one who has accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the enemy of the demon Mura, the ocean of material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoof print. His goal is Parampadam or Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. This process is recommended here by authorities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu. And therefore, we must take to this process in order to transcend nisayans. This is very easy, but we must follow in the footsteps of greater personalities, and then success will be possible. In regard to the word Mahat, to the word Mahatkritena, it is also significant that the process shown by great devotees is not only for them, but also for others. If things are made easy, this affords facility for the person who has made them easy and also for others who follow the same principles. The process recommended in this verse for crossing the ocean of nisayans is easy, not only for the devotees, but also for common persons who follow the devotee. Mahajano ye gata sa panta. So, this verse is actually one of the secrets of success in spiritual life. For those who are going towards this success, this is the secret. The secret is of following into the footsteps of the great acharyas, the mahajanas, the sadhus, and the great devotees. Because it's much more easy when we live in this jungle of material existence, especially in Kali Yuga. Nowadays we see that it has become like a polished jungle. So, you understand? Good. So, we live in this polished jungle, and it's very easy when the Mahajanas, the great acharyas, when they have opened already the paths in this jungle. So very easily we can just follow. In Sanskrit, there are two words. One is called Anukarna, and the other one is Anusarna. Anukarna means imitating, and Anusarna means to follow. So we should avoid imitating the great acharyas, but we can follow in their footsteps. Padam padam yad vipadam na tesham. This is the shloka that Prabhupada quotes here. And what is the biggest danger in this material world? For anyone. What is the biggest danger? Yes, bro? Yeah, that is very good answer, basically. Because we will speak something about that. The Vaishnava aparat. That is one very big danger. Another one? Yeah? Yeah. Actually, if we scrutinizingly study the scriptures, for the devotee, and in general for everyone, it is to forget Krishna. That is the biggest misery and danger, to forget Krishna. But there is another one also. Sorry? How? Yeah. But specifically in this quote, there is one danger What is that danger, which gives end to all the dreams that we have, all the family that we have, the work, everything? That is called death. So that is another danger. Because if we lose this body, death means losing the body. If we lose this body, then all our dreams, big plans, possessions, family members, everything becomes zero. And we have to start again. It is very nice meditation if we learn to live. Just like this is our last day in this body. Very nice meditation. Everyone should try it one time. Or many times. And by this way, just like the pure devotee, he always thinks himself as the most fallen, the most miserable. But he is not. He's actually most elevated and most enlightened. But this is internal mood. So we can also try this internal mood to live, just like this is our last day. What we will do? Maharaja Pariksit, he had 7 days. And he knew it was fixed for him. And after 7 days, you have to go. So therefore, he gave his example. That's why he is Mahajana. Because he dedicated 7 days completely absorbed in Krishna Katha, in hearing. Although he was pure devotee by birth, later on we will speak also about personalities in this Kali Yuga, who also pretend to be pure by birth. But they are not. So, very soon, in this calendar here for London, shows that the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaja Prabhupada is on the 27th Saturday. In India, it will be celebrated on the 28th. So what he is known as a Simha Guru, as a Lion Guru. And he actually has given such a strong philosophy that actually if we study only what books he has written, there is no one who can defeat us philosophically. There is no one. Neither smarter Brahmins, neither caste Goswamis, no one. Mayavadis or Prakriti Sahajas, no one. Because one time, in the beginning, the pure devotees very often, in their life, when we study, they are engaged in some activities which we cannot understand. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at a certain period of his life, it seemed to be that he is associating with Mayavadis. But that was only, he was in disguise. And later on he exhibited his true nature as Gaura Shakti. That means his energy of Lord Gauranga. And he has revealed also his identity in the spiritual world. So what Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was famous as the greatest astrologer of that time. And one time he said, I was born under the Karkata Lagna. That means cancer. So my business, my work is to cut. What I'm cutting, wherever I see deviation from the line of pure devotional service, from the unalloyed service, I pierce it and I cut it. That is my mission. Yeah? Why that was the mission? Because just after 200 years, after the disappearance of Lord Gauranga and his associates, this movement of Harinama, Sri Harinama Sankirtana, was hijacked by Prakrita, Sahajyas and Mayavadis. Just 200 years after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu. So when these so-called devotees, they used to have such a, amazing in brackets or abominable way of life, that when the Britishers entered in India, they compared the so-called Vaishnavas with the Aghoris. Aghori means cannibals. Such a lifestyle they had. A complete disgusting shame for the movement. So therefore, later on, Vishwanatha Chakravarti, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur appeared, and Baladeva Vidyabhushan, and in the last 160 years, five pure devotees in a line appeared. For what purpose? To re-establish again, very firmly, the line of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service means ahaituki, apratihata. That means unalloyed, unconditional, constant service. That is the unalloyed service. So Jagannath Das Babaji, one catching sometimes even the time of the other, both of them existing together, three of them, four of them. Jagannath Das Babaji, Srila Gaurakishora Das Babaji, Bhaktivinod Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada. This is why they appeared in a line, to re-establish again the glories of this Sri Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, where the Supreme Person decided to appear in. That's why this Sampradaya is glorious. We don't want to pretend, you know, that this Sampradaya is superior than the other three Sampradayas. No. But these are the facts. So, in Kali Yuga, very often, when the things are presented in a very positive way, sometimes we don't understand very well. Let's say when we give the criteria, what is pure, what is not pure, how to understand who is who, in fact, who is elevated, who is not. So what Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj did, 90%, he pointed out what is not Madhurya Rasa. Can you imagine? 90% of his effort, he pointed what is not a Madhurya Rasa. Because there were so many imitators of gopis, of gopas, and this and that. The sahajas, the prakriti sahajas. There is nothing wrong in sahaja. Sahaja means that which is naturally born. So we have natural feelings towards the Supreme Person. Sahaja. It means it is born inside me. But Prakrita Sahaja means a cheap imitation of devotion. Somebody who is completely under the bodily consciousness of life, but is imitating devotional service. Why we speak about these things? Because if somebody, some of us, most of us, we have tendencies towards Mayavada and Prakrita Sahaja. These are the facts. We have it. So therefore, whatever we do, we have to always try to keep our eyes fixed on the line of pure devotional service, as it is given by the Mahajanas, by the great Acharyas. Otherwise, if we become infected over and over again by this Mayavada and this Prakriti Sahaja, it is much better to lose one lifetime just to be killed than to become infected with this subtle poison. Because you can lose, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj is pointing, millions of lifetimes. Until the person get rid of this infection. Dressing as gopi, thinking that this material body, this covering of our original body is enjoyable by Krishna. It is real. Material body is real. These are the teachings of Madhvacharya. Recently we celebrated Madhvacharya. So this material world is also real. It is, however, we live in the dream of Lord Mahavishnu, but it's also real. Because in God there can be no unreal things. But this material body is not enjoyable by Krishna. Therefore, we follow a process which can revive, which can redevelop our spiritual body, and then that body is enjoyable by the Supreme Person. So, here, just like following into the footsteps of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, not imitating him, and I would like to say that this quotes from Chaitanya Bhagavata, written by great devotee Vrindavan Das Thakur, we are not using them as a whip. Neither we should use this knowledge as a whip, so that we all the time repeat to the others that, you know, this, you are wrong, this is wrong, that is wrong, and all these things. No. We are just saying these things because are very essential. Because are very essential. So from Chaitanya Bhagavata, the Prabhu there, Haribol Prabhu, you mentioned Vaishnava Aparada. So these quotes are regarding Vaishnava Aparada. And especially regarding offending a pure devotee. We have to avoid that. If we really want to make progress in spiritual life, if we really don't want to waste all the years and time that we have dedicated, we should avoid in any cost offenses to pure devotees. So this is from Chaitanya Bhagavata. I wrote them here very quickly. Number eight. Whoever makes any differences between me, my pure devotees, and Srimad Bhagavatam are forever lost. This is from Madhya 21. Then some others. Any person who sides with a... These are very essential things. Just pay little attention. Any person who sides with a Vaishnava against another Vaishnava and criticizes him is destined to be destroyed. Chaitanya Bhagavata Madhya 3:160. The offense of criticizing the Lord or his devotees even once steals a man's proper intelligence. Madhya 19. Lord Gaurasundara has advented specifically to deliver all. Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shishi Gauranitai ki jai. Lord Gaurasundara has advented specifically to deliver all the fallen souls with exception of those who find fault in Vaishnava devotees. The Vedas clearly describe that if one hears criticism of a Vaishnava devotee of the Lord, then he loses all accumulated piety and is cast into abominable conditions of life, birth after birth. Madhya 20. Some persons trying to compare Vaishnavas, calling one a bigger Vaishnava than the other, commit a grave blunder, for they will soon suffer. Madhya 22. A person may be well versed in all the four Vedas, but if he still maintains offensive attitude towards the Vaishnavas, then he is eternally doomed to the worst type of hell. Madhya 20. Lord Chaitanya absorbed the sins of Jagai and Madai into his own body. He then said, begin kirtana. Then this black shroud of sin will lift from my body and enter the bodies of those who criticize the devotees of the Lord. Madhya 302 and 303. There is one more quote. Mahaprabhu says, again in Chaitanya Bhagavata, that whoever offends my pure devotee is just like throwing hot cinders on my body. I never tolerate this. And can you imagine if the most magnanimous, most merciful avatara, of course in the scriptures he is described as Channa avatara, which means hidden, but nevertheless he is Radha and Krishna in one. So he said, I never forgive such personalities. Why we say this? Recently, as usually, again, last year, a paper was produced, 202 pages, by the smarter Brahmins and caste Goswamis of the external Vrindavan. The external Vrindavan, because the external Vrindavan, what you see there, you see men, women, dogs, hogs, houses, temples, rickshaws. This is what you see in the external Vrindavan. Because with our vision, we cannot perceive the Gupta Vrindavan, the hidden Vrindavan, the real Vrindavan, in the real spiritual splendor. We should have our consciousness purified. Scientifically speaking, our consciousness should vibrate on the transcendental frequency. Then we can perceive Gupta Vrindavan. So there is an external Vrindavan and there is a Gupta Vrindavan. Cow butchers, they also can take birth in the external Vrindavan. Kurma Rupa Prabhu left. Last year he left his body. But he can give you so many evidences. Every night, the butchers coming with guns, stealing cows from the goshala and slaughtering them just outside Vrindavan, not very far. So this is Kali Yuga. We should not be bewildered by these processes. But the acharyas generally, they say when you go there, you have to behave in this way. Don't commit offenses. Be respectful, but don't lose your common sense. Just like last year, a Russian 83-year-old Mataji was raped daylight near Keshigat, and the 5 pujaris there, they are watching the scene, not doing anything. So don't lose your common sense. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one poem. You don't need a guru to tell you that if you drink sharab, if you drink wine, that will be the consequences. You will speak nonsenses and you will fall on the ground. You don't need a guru to tell you. It's a common sense. And of course, we should not be also brainwashed. In what sense? Let's say I'm walking there near the Radharani's bakery and it's very slippery. And then I fall down. Nearby is who? Let's say the most strict brahmacharini of the temple. What are you going to do? Just leave me there. Because you are not supposed to touch me. No. You go and you help. Until you go and search for someone, maybe it will be too late. So this is the common sense. This is Guru Nanak also says, that before you become a Muslim, a Hindu, a Christian, whatever, first become a human being. Become a nice human being first. Otherwise, you are just wasting your time with so-called spiritual activities. Very often we see, unfortunately, sometimes the devotees are acting in more strange way even than the karmis. Even than the karmis. Because in their mind, 1,000 rules and regulations are there. So at certain point, they forget even how to behave like a normal human being. So we should not be like that. There is one story of a Brahmin. Some people, he saw some people running. He was performing his morning duties and he saw some people running. And then after them, another people running with weapons, chasing them. And then they stopped by the Brahmin, those with the weapons, and said, where are the other people? Which direction they went? And then the Brahmin was thinking inside himself, what shall I do now? Shall I be faithful to the principle of satyam, always speaking the truth? It doesn't matter if it's palatable or not. Or shall I save the life of those people? Then he decided to tell the truth. They went that direction. After some times, and they were killed by those with the guns, with the weapons. So after some time, the Yamadutas, they came for those Brahmana. And then he was shocked. He said, why you came for me? Because they said, you don't understand how to apply these principles. You are simply performing everything ritualistically. You don't know how to apply them. So if I go, where? To East London. There are such areas nowadays. Let's say Muslims live there. If I go there and I say, get lost, they will kill me. I know, let's say, some area where mostly criminals live. And if I go there and speak the truth, the absolute truth, you are a criminal, you are selling drugs, you are doing this, you are doing that, they will kill me. So what is the use of this speaking the truth? So we have to be also aware of that. Many people, as Vaishnavas, we try to find the root causes of whatever happens, of the events. So many people cry unnecessarily that India was invaded and that's why there are so many problems. But there is one very nice video of Srila Prabhupada explaining about the Aryans. So he said that in the invasion by the Mughals is mentioned in Shastra because one branch of their family, the family of Akbar the Great, Jodha and Akbar, maybe you have heard, they are Vedic branch. So they had right one time to rule in Hastinapura. In Delhi. They had right. The similar is the situation also with the portion of Europe which was given to Maharaj Tejasi, that is Greece, the Greek portion, the Roman and Eastern Europe. It was given to him. So they also had right to rule one time. Also the Yavanas. Yavana means Turks. So they also had right one time to rule in Hastinapura. So they also entered in India. So people should not cry unnecessarily. The British invasion is not mentioned. But if we have to ask ourselves why this happened to the land where the Lord appeared 22 times. Why he allowed this? Why? Because it had to happen. That's why. That's why he allowed. He allowed also the Mughals to enter into the external Vrindavan and destroy temples, kill people. Is it possible this to happen in Goloka Vrindavan? No. Last year, one caste Goswami, he killed a girl with a gun and then he shot himself. Then we are asking these people where this happens. In which Vrindavan this happens? In Goloka Vrindavan or the external Vrindavan? And they don't have answers. Sometimes they are using and pointing with the finger Sri Vrindavan Mahatmya, written by a great Vaishnava, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. But in that book, he uses allegory. He says that when a Vrajabasi, even if he attacks you with weapon, even if he steals your wife and children, you should consider him pure. But that is allegory. Because a real Vrajabasi, he will never do that. He will never do that. So this attack and this paper which was written last year is coming again from the same personalities who conspired four times against Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj to kill him. These are the caste Goswamis and the smarter Brahmins, using the so-called Jiva Institute in Vrindavan, which is consisting mostly of ex-ISKCON devotees and ex-Gaudiya Math people. It's very irritating. You can call me with any name, but when somebody offends Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, the Vaishnava, the devotees are feeling very bad and they have to answer. Because Prabhupada said, it's very nice. You go in the morning, you do the Guru Puja, you worship the Guru at home, the deities, but the Guru is actually glorified when you can respond to any attack, protecting, defending and preserving the legacy and the respect of the Acharya as it is. Then the Guru is actually glorified. Another reason for the condition in India, and not only in India, all over the world, is Prabhupada is mentioning that I left India disgusted. Because many of these people, they think that they are over-intelligent. Swamiji, we know already these things. Gita, Bhagavatam, that's all right. Even up to now, there is this influence of the Sahajiyas that the relationship between Radha and Krishna is some kind of Kama Sutra. This is what they think. So, Prabhupada said, I left from there, but in the same time he has glorified when somebody takes birth in India and all these things. But another reason is people became too familiar with Lord Krishna. This is called familiarity problem. That they thought that the Lord belongs to us, so we can do whatever we like. And then these are the consequences that happened. I would like to say also, because time is short, it's very short, I would like to say also that Srila Prabhupada is a very good example of how a person can be also a family man with children, but he can do all the devotional activities very nicely. So we can follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and follow what he has done and try to serve the mission that he established. And last, what I wanted to say is just about the recently about the small revolution which happened in Mayapur, I would like just to say just 2-3 words. Prabhupada is giving the solution to all these problems, and he says, if the principles and the direction which the Acharya has given are followed, there will be no such problems. And the authorities, they also have to try to implement the direction of management which was given by Prabhupada in 1970, written personally by him in 1972. And in order to avoid any future problems like this one, although very often the problem just like this one is about, in the material world, most of the problems are about power and money. So, from the other hand, Srila Prabhupada established, according to the desire and according to the mission of Lord Gauranga, he established International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Not Indian society, not interracial society. He established International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So we have to go beyond these bodily conceptions. This is the first statement in any religion, that we are not this body. Aham Brahma Asmi. That I am same, I am a pure spirit. The same, similar by quality as the Parabrahman. So we have to go beyond these conceptions of Bengali, Indian, Westerner, American, Russian, and all these nonsenses. Because these are very serious obstacles on the path of spiritual realization. Everything becomes like a childish game. All this waking up early in the morning, chanting up and down, going left and right, or you know, like that. It's a childish game. It's a waste of time. If we do not go beyond this bodily conception of Indian, Westerner, this and that. So, this is the desire of Mahaprabhu and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, that all the devotees from all over the world, they will come together in this movement. And the example is given by Mahaprabhu. During the Ratha Yatra in Jagannath Puri, what example he gave? The Ratha was moving and suddenly stopped. And then he said, all, it doesn't matter what caste, Brahmins, Shudras, it doesn't matter, all on the ropes. One next to the other, mixed. So they took the ropes, they started pulling, and then the Ratha moved a little bit, and then it stopped again. Then Mahaprabhu, he went behind the Ratha, and he pushed with his head, and then the Ratha started moving. This is all symbols. The symbols is that in Kali Yuga, the Varnas are mixed. There are no any more pure Brahmins or Kshatriyas and so on. So we should all come together and try to establish this Daivi Varnashrama Dharma. And we should all come together and try to, with the help of the Lord, with the help of Mahaprabhu, we can make advancement very nicely in the spiritual life. Because Kali Maharaj, in brackets, he is also doing his business. Therefore, many of his associates, they like very much what? To take birth in the external dham. So in order to run his business. Because when you take birth in Vrindavan, in the external Vrindavan, in the external Navadvip, you can bewilder a mass of people very easily. So what we have to do? We have to use the vision of the pure devotee in order to recognize who is who and what is what. Just like, I don't see very well, but if I put the spectacles, then I can see clearly. So we have to use the vision of the pure devotee. and we have to always follow the line of pure devotional service, it doesn't matter how fallen or advanced we are. We have to always keep this line in the center. So this is what we have to do. We have to stay together. It doesn't matter who, from what background is coming. And we have to follow the footsteps of the great Mahajanas and Sri Panchatattva. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Any questions?